you know, we had a pandemic plan, and during any outbreak that we have, we've always practiced using our emergency operation center and our public health incident command system. What we've done now is we have moved staff from other areas that are not as busy because of, you know, restrictions. And so we've moved them from, let's say, dental or maternal and child health or infectious disease, moved them in to follow up, you know, with the contact tracing and the following people in isolation and quarantine. So we just redeploy staff within our agency is how we have been managing so far. The plans were there, the plans were in place, the plans have been practiced and everything. What I don't think any of us took into account was what we're seeing now with the lack of resources. So even if you happen to be a place that has a lot of money, you just can't go out and buy these items that are needed. Personal protective equipment, the ventilators, the testing supplies, the testing reagents at the lab. So this is a whole different level of frustration than I've experienced before. And, you know, again, it's not just here. It's across the entire country. The commercial labs are very, very far behind right now. They're telling us that, you know, it can take up to 10 days to get results back from there. We're still, as a country, not there, and we're not getting the support that's needed to do the testing. It's just, you know, it's just frustrating. Pretty much everything we've been promised since the beginning of this has been not realistic. We've been working with everybody that we can find to determine what testing is available out there, what will become available, so we try to get in line for it. But, you know, it's turned into a ridiculous, almost like cage match for people trying to compete with each other for resources. And that is not how this should be happening. It should be sourced at the federal government. It should be manufactured massively, and it should be distributed based on some sort of a plan having to do with either, you know, population or hotspots or any number of different things. But it shouldn't be that local, states, cities are, you know, competing with each other trying to get these same resources and then inadvertently raising the price of them up. The great thing about our community is that, you know, the hospitals have always taken pandemic preparedness seriously. They have great plans. They have worked with us. They've worked with, you know, the university, they've worked with government and businesses and all kinds of places over the years. So right now the hospitals both have geared up, they've surged, they have extra capacity at their hospitals. And then beyond that, there is also a plan to set up a surge facility should it become necessary. At the moment, it is not looking like that will happen, at least with this, you know, first wave. So that is encouraging. They seem to be doing great right now on space and resources. People are doing a pretty good job overall of staying in. The stay-at-home order has helped our entire state and our community a great deal. But we don't right now know exactly when when our peak will be. It's been pretty steady. The whole entire goal is to keep the cases low enough and spread out long enough that you don't overwhelm the healthcare system. So far, so good on that.